This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Once you're in the country, you can apply for a work document. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, Genevieve Wood from Heritage on the phone with us this morning. Genevieve, I watched that clip. I watched all 14 or 15 minutes of it, however long it was, as that Antonio Gracias described what he and Elon Musk had uncovered in Social Security. And it's worse than anything I ever expected, I just have to admit. It is. I thought it was bad, but I had no idea the lengths they were going to bring people in, suddenly treat them as if they had some right to citizenship, and then give them Social Security numbers and then register them to vote.
I guess that once I heard that we were giving Social Security cards to millions of people who were 110, 120 years old, I kind of decided, who the heck knows what we're doing up there? No, it's an outrage. I mean, when you see the numbers over the last 3 years, the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who've been given Social Security cards. And again, these are not, they keep referring to people as like non-residents, like they're all here legally and they've got work visas and we're just giving them a Social Security card and they're paying taxes. That is not who we're talking about. We're talking about people who got through here, applied for, as you said, got in and applied for a Social Security card and automatically get one. And then they're using that, and again, no identification. They mail them out to addresses that nobody knows if the person really lived there, or is this really the person that is matched up with, you know, the letter that we received, the numbers that we received, the ID that we received. None of it's matched up. So you don't even know if the people who applied actually the people who are receiving them. There's all sorts of farce going on, which is why so many people are concerned about this issue, non-citizens voting, the whole thing.
And what's stunning is that some people are pushing back against the Trump administration doing this. But, you know, I was also encouraged to see there's an article in the Daily Signal that talks about how since his inauguration day, January 20th, the Trump administration has deported more than 100,000 illegals, which is impressive. Yeah. In that short amount of time.
It's very impressive, and it's moving up. I think it was like 30-something thousand the first 50 days, and now they're already up to 100. And that's supporting people who are in the country. But what's also really important, Kim, is the fact how many people are turning around on their own.
Yeah,
I mean, this
point.
Time last year, you had like 137,000 people crossing the border. This year, it was 7,000. That's 130,000 fewer people even trying.
Yes.
You got record numbers of people self-deporting, and it's because it's the message. People understand, you know, most people, including people south of the border, understand law and order. They understand rules. And they've just been following them for the past 4 years, which is our doors are open. We don't listen to what we say. Come on in. They're not stupid. But now they know, oh, guess what? The doors are closed. And I'm going to get in trouble if I cross the border. It's not going to be easy for me. So I'm not coming.
Right.
So it does show, as President, I think Trump said during his message to Congress, you know, maybe all it did take was a new president.
Yeah, well, it's true. And here we have now the mainstream media has latched on to the guy who might have been sent back wrongly, by the Trump administration. They've now latched onto this. Well, he was a dad, and he was this, and he was that. What he was an illegal who already had orders of deportation against him, and all the proof in the world that he was a member of the Tren de Aragua gang. And at the last minute, a judge granted part of his amnesty request because he's a gang member who feared he might be killed by another gang. When did we start worrying about that?
Look, that's his problem in the sense that he crossed here illegally.
Yeah.
I don't even think this guy didn't even claim asylum, as far as I know. He's just here illegally. He's not here on asylum. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense. All these people have some sort of, this is why I had to do it. Look, he's linked to illegal behavior, and what are we going to do? We're going to allow him to stay in our country until he harms another American citizen? I mean, I'm sorry if he has to go back to his country and face the consequences of being in gangbang fights. He's a gang member, okay? So I'm sorry, yeah, you may get in trouble with other gangs. That's the way it goes. But this is not a person that I think we want in our country, frankly, that we want in our prison system. It's not good enough that they lock these people up. We don't want to be paying for that.
It's a great point. It is, because you knew the mainstream media was just waiting for that one example they could latch onto. And I'm not sure this guy should be their poster child. I just have to say, after looking at him, I'm not sure this guy should be the poster child for sure. Genevieve, I'm out of time. I always appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yep. Genevieve Wood, heritage.org or dailysignal.com to find out more on those. All right. Good timing there, Carl. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.